The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
In the horrific aftermath of the Florida shooting, you're going to see all the talking heads on the media, the mainstream media, the politicians, all the pundits who know better than you. They're going to talk to you about gun control. They're going to talk to you about how the federal government needs to do something. They're going to talk to you about how we just need a new bill. We need stricter gun control laws. Well, all our friends want to talk about how to solve these problems. I'm going to talk to you about some solutions. And I'm going to raise 6 points that I'd ask you to consider about your society and the world society in general today. First question. Do we call evil by its name? Do we correctly identify what is evil and what is not? In this case, how many people are blaming the individual who did this horrific, despicable crime? Or are we just talking once again about an inanimate material object and a gun? Second question. And this is where so many people differ in their ideology. But it's an important question. Who do you seek to empower? When you see something bad happen in the world, who do you automatically look to for answers? Sadly, so many today look to the federal government. Who do you want to empower? Do you want to empower some lawmaker in DC to pass another generic bill which won't do anything? Or do you want to empower the individual? Do you want to empower parents? Do you want to empower the schools? Do you want to empower the communities? And if you seek to empower government and a politician, do you seek to empower local and state governments? Or once again, the federal government? Point number three. Do we live in a culture where life is deemed precious, where life is remarkable, life is a gift? Or are we living in a culture where life is disposable, where life is expendable, where you're nothing more than a blob of cells that can be aborted, where you're nothing more than a disease which should not be around in Down syndrome and that needs to be destroyed through abortion? Whether you live in a world where you've hit a certain point on a certain quality of life, you've had a good innings, you don't need the care that you're going to get, you should just go and die with dignity. Do we live in a world where people actually see a human and a human heart, or do we see people nothing more as a label, nothing more than a set of ideas? And if we don't agree with those ideas, they're the enemy and they must be defeated. Is life precious, or do we dehumanize life at every opportunity in our culture? Next point. Do we live in a culture of self-responsibility, where people know that they will be held responsible for their actions? Or do we live in a culture where people swallow a Tide Pod and the response is, we need new laws? Last 2 points are about justice. How many people in this world today do we live in a culture that promotes the old saying of see something, say something? If you saw something suspicious today, would you report it? Or would you think, you know what, that's just wasting police time? Or what if they're innocent, then, you know, how am I going to live with my neighbor? Or do we live in communities today where, you know, are so tight-knit that everyone knows and supports each other? Are we all so isolated? Do you see something and say something if it's against a protected class? Do you dare do that? Or do you go, you know what, that might not be the best course for me. If I'm wrong, I'll get destroyed in the media. And the last point is, what type of justice system do you want to live in? So many people today in our culture want to focus in on making justice, about rehabilitation. Oh, you did something wrong. We need to rehabilitate you. We need to make you better. You know, we need to be lighter on sentencing, more compassionate. What is sentencing supposed to be? It's supposed to give justice to those who have been wronged, to those who have been the victims of horrific or simple wrongdoings, in this case, horrific evil. But also, let us not forget, do you want to live in a culture where sentencing is not just to give the victims' families justice, but it is to send a message to society that don't you dare do this action? I know I'm in the vast, vast, vast minority, but if I had any semblance of power, this sick, evil SOB who did this attack in Florida, I would publicly execute him in the most painful way I possibly could to send a message to anyone else who there has this sick thought that, you know what, I can go kill a load of kids in school. I would send a message to them that if you do this, we find this so repugnant as a society that we are going to kill you the most painful way we can. What system of justice do you want to live in? Something for you to think about. Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
The Blaze Radio Network.